I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in the dressing room in Los Angeles at the Wiltern Theater getting fresh maquillage applied. And you know what I love about LA? One of the things I love about LA, someone brought me as a present, like all these joints and edibles. And typically what I would do if someone did that is hide them all. But then I was like, why am I hiding this? This is legal. They're all just proudly out on my table here in the makeup room. So, you know what? My boss may come in. Whatever. It's all legal. So, I digress. Tonight's show, we are live from the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles with two of the hottest guys on TV, Ricky Martin and Milo Ventimiglia. Never met Milo. Know Ricky a little bit. He's been on the show, of course. And what can I tell you? Should be great. We have a surprise doorbell late in the show, which I think is going to really surprise Ricky. And like that, there you go. All right. So enjoy the show from Los Angeles. Wow, Jax, I'm so excited that you're here on Love Connection. I can't wait to hear about your dates.
Well, you know I'm still with Brittany.
Yes.
But I feel like I had a serious connection on this first date.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what she said.
I had an awful date with Jax. He seems like a complete narcissist. Seemed like a liar, but maybe he's not that good of being a liar. He stole my sunglasses. Did he ever get a nose job?
Sorry, buddy. Love Connection is back on Fox this summer. Right now, it's Watch What Happens Live from Los Angeles. Wiltern Theater. Everybody, it's time. We are going to have a gorgeous sausage fest tonight. Give it up for Milo Ventimiglia and Ricky Martin. Yes! Hey, guys. Good to see you, man. Thank you. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Over at the DJ booth is a man who maintains that he and Kristen were definitely not boning from Vanderpump Rules. It's our mixmaster for the week, DJ James Kennedy. And over at the bar from the LA hotspot, Delilah, it's Steve. Hey, Steve, great to see you.
Hey, everybody,
you.
How are you?
Great to see you. It's fun having all the Vanderpump Rules kids right here in the front row. Great to see you. Now, have the two of you ever met?
No, this is the first time. This is the first time.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Exciting.
Well, you're both on two of our favorite shows. Amazing.
Thank you for the support.
And so we have a lot to talk about tonight. Milo and Ricky have thruppled up with me to answer your questions live from Los Angeles. So tweet me at Andy and go to WWHL.tv right now because we're going to pull you all night long. While we do that, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when I saw that Ricky Martin was playing Antonio in the assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, I was so excited to see him fill that role and that Speedo. In honor of that, Ricky, I want your take on all things Versace. Did you ever speak, did you know the Versaces?
You know, I never met him
personally. You never met him?
Never met him personally. It's weird because I lived in Miami at the moment when this happened. But at the time, I had a campaign with Giorgio Armani.
Did you?
So it was. I was invited to the parties, but I you, never went.
You had conversations with Antonio, the guy that you played,
yes.
before the.
And while I was shooting.
And while you were
while
shooting.
While I was doing the research.
Have you heard from him after it's aired?
No.
No, okay. I mean, I know he came out and said maybe he wasn't that into it, but I just wondered if maybe you guys had connected afterwards. Did you have a favorite episode of the season?
I think the way it starts and the way it ends
yes.
is very powerful. I think those are very two beautiful
yes. episodes. Was there intense manscaping that you had to do for the role?
I just trim a little bit. There's nothing
you just
wrong
trimmed
with that.
A little
just,
bit.
All right.
Those Speedos are crazy.
By the way,
but you know what? Antonio told me, Rick, that green shirt. I never wear green shirts. It's all about the black shirts. So it's one of those things. But then again,
well, the
it's Ryan Murphy.
Is,
it's Ryan Murphy.
The question is, did he wear the Speedo? Take a look at the Speedo, and go to WWHL.TV right now to Ricky's Versace Speedo from 1 to 10. The viewers at home are rating the Speedo from 1 to 10, and the poll is going.
Come on, come on,
10.
Come on. Put it up.
10. Nice. 10. Milo, you have been on so many iconic TV shows, and I'm sure you're too classy to say which role was your favorite, but our audience maybe isn't, so here comes another poll. Go to WWHL.TV right now and tell us which Milo can get it. Gilmore Girls, Heroes, or This Is Us, Milo. They are voting
wow.
to tell us which Milo can get it. And it looks like This Is Us. Very good, 62%. Well, here's what. Milo, I hope you like that trip down memory lane because it is time for Clubhouse Playhouse, okay?
Great.
We are going to be doing a scene from the iconic dance marathon episode of Gilmore Girls, okay? Here you go, Milo. Here you go, Ricky. Milo, of course, will be playing the role of Jess. Come on over to the green screen. Ricky is going to be Dean.
You. I yes. follow you, right?
Yeah, you follow me. We're right here, stand very
way,
close to me.
You gotta see this. I've never read
okay,
this.
Ricky is reading
first
this
time.
Blind.
First time.
I, of course, am gonna be playing the role of Rory. Yes.
Great.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right, come on over. Okay. Jess, what are you doing here? You have nothing better to do than sit inside a gymnasium all day staring at a dance marathon?
I don't know. Do you have nothing better to do than sit inside a gymnasium all day staring at a dance marathon?
Ave Maria, papi, yo estoy casado, but you're hot.
Ah! You think you're bugging me sitting in the stands staring like that?
What, you think you're bugging me? Dancing in front of me, staring at me like that?
I'm not staring at you.
Okay, guys, quit it. Come on, wrap it up. We gotta do this. Come on.
How do you know I'm staring at you?
I'm dancing. I can't control where my glance goes. And the few moments that I can control it, my glance goes to Dean, not you.
So wait. You can't control when you look at me, but you have to force yourself to look at him. Sorry, man. That is cold.
Yo solamente insisto que tú estás bien guapo, cabrón. Eso es lo único que tengo que decir.
Wow, Rory, you're gonna let him talk to you like that?
I'm talking to you like that.
Oh, next he's probably gonna say, get in there and make me my supper.
Forget him.
Hey, I'll see you out on the dance floor.
And see! All right.
That was great.
Some of our best work.
That was great.
Finally, Milo, on This Is Us, you were brought down by a malfunctioning slow cooker, but I hope you can survive this dysfunctional clubhouse pressure cooker. Here's what, Milo Ventimiglia, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions.
Okay.
You may plead the fifth to only one. Where are they? Okay, name one Gilmore Girls storyline that jumped the shark.
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Okay. Very risky. Okay, our next question comes to us from Chrissy Metz. Chrissy, what's the question?
No.
You, Sterling, or Justin?
Who is the hottest guy on This Is Us? Sterling, you, or Justin?
Oh man, Justin.
Justin.
Hartley. Absolutely, 100% Justin Hartley. But Sterling K. Brown is right up there.
Okay.
If not more, I'm definitely the bronze medal.
Okay.
I'm third place on that whole thing.
You're gonna give yourself the bronze medal.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore plays your wife on This Is Us. She, of course, started her career as a pop singer. Milo, name three Mandy Moore songs.
I think her album was called Candy.
Okay. Good. Good.
And wasn't there a song called Crush?
Yes. Good. That's two.
I know she was only like 15 when she was driving the bug. Oh man, I don't know the rest. I really don't.
Okay,
I don't.
You got two.
I don't.
Thank you very much. All right, I want to go to some audience questions. First, we have Lourdes. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Just wanted to say I love you so much.
Thank you.
But my question is for Milo. So, who do you think Rory's baby daddy was at the end of this last thing?
Who do I think? Is it who do I think or do I actually really know?
Okay, well, A, do you know?
Good one.
Do you know?
No, maybe. I don't. I could say this. It's not Jess's. That we know of.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Hello, here's Gabby from
Hi.
DC.
Hi. You guys all look amazing tonight, Ricky.
Thank you.
I know
Thank
this
you.
Is Sophie's choice. You're doing a residency in Vegas, and if you had one free night off, would you see Cher, Celine, or J-Lo?
Fair enough.
You know, J-Lo, Puerto Rican power.
J-Lo,
oh,
J-Lo.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Milo.
Okay.
Milo, what This Is Us plot twist shocked you the most?
Oh man. There's been a whole bunch, but I would have to say, oh man. That's like asking me like who's your father of 12, who's your favorite kid?
Right, right.
Like what's the one that shocked you the most? I feel like they're all kind of shocking.
My favorite plot twist was you not being able to name three Mandy Moore songs.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm gonna go back to the pilot. I think the pilot was the biggest reveal where you actually find that they're in fact a family.
Right, right.
You know, I think that was the biggest plot twist. That's just, I know when I read it, I went right back to page one and I started reading again because
and you saw it in a whole new light.
A whole new light.
By the way, Mandy Moore said on this show that you were her best kiss of her career.
Likewise. Likewise.
Ricky, Chad W. Facebooked us and wants to know what was going through your mind when Barbara Walters asked you about your sexuality in that very famous interview. Did you know that question was coming?
I
Have you seen that video? It's horrible, to be honest.
Yeah.
I felt that she was knocking, like, punch after punch after punch. It was really uncomfortable, to be honest.
Really?
But then again, I look at it and I'm like, why didn't I say yes back then?
Were you,
just say yes, yes. I'm gay. Who cares? You know what I'm saying?
It's, right.
Do you, she was just doing her job. Everybody was asking that question.
Everybody was asking the question.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
So it's okay.
When you left, did you think, oh man, I should have just done it? Or
no,
did you second guess yourself?
You know what? I just left it. I didn't say yes. I didn't say no. And I just left it open for everybody to think whatever they wanted to think.
Yeah.
But I insist, why didn't I say yes? And I believe everybody should just say yes. It's okay.
Say yes.
If you are, say yes. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Well, guess what, guys? It's game time. Milo Ventimiglia may have flashed his spectacular backside on the premiere of This Is Us, but how willing are he and Ricky to bear it all with a different kind of flash? It's time for a very special edition of Dish in the Dark. We're gonna bring down the house lights, and then I'm gonna give you some situations. If you've ever done the thing, just flash your light on your face, and guess what? We're gonna give our mezzanine audience some love tonight and have them play along. You guys, grab your flashlights up there. Okay. Here we go. If you've done it, flash the light. Have you ever given someone a fake phone number? Okay, we all have done that. Okay, have you ever sexted a nude picture of yourself? Oh, I'm the only person. Okay. Have you ever been kicked out of a bar or a club? No?
I've never really done. I'm the only person.
Okay. Have you ever stalked an ex on social media? No? Okay. This is terrible. Have you ever slid into someone's DMs? Ricky, have you ever slid? Have you ever DM'd someone that you were attracted to?
Have you direct messaged somebody through social media?
Are you kidding me?
Yes! Ricky! Ricky, do you if you have a pool at home, do you skinny dip in it? Yes.
I don't have a pool.
Have you ever lied about your age, about how old you are? Yeah, well, he was in the nude.
Wait. Yeah, I lied when I was 12 years old. What the F?
Yeah, right.
you don't.
Yeah, well, you were in the nude. It was complicated.
Right.
Thanks for playing. Milo, Jessica A wants to know your honest opinion of the Heroes revival.
Who? my honest opinion is I would have liked to have seen a few more storylines of some of the returning or like the previous characters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would have liked to. Yeah.
Ricky, Ali, we have a lot of tickle fetishists who watch the show for some reason.
Like tickle?
Yeah, like people. So where are you ticklish, this tickle fetishist wants to? Are you?
I am.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
She bangs. God. That's amazing. that's very funny. You know,
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We are so excited that Watch What Happens Live is in Los Angeles. We have been doing shot skis every night this week, which is really fun. Where is the shot ski, by the way? Oh my God, it's the doorbell.
Hey, it's Darren Criss, Ricky's Versace co-star. Total surprise to you, right? That was good, right? Darren, you're so incredible.
Thank you.
You are very creepy and very incredible.
Thank you.
You're so wonderful. I love the show. Congratulations to you. Thank you guys so much for doing the show. It is the What's What Happens Live after show. We're here with Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us on NBC. Ricky Martin's Vegas residency, Ricky Martin All In, is at the Park Theater. You can get your tickets now. And he and Darren Criss co-star in The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American crime story on FX. You're both so wonderful in it. And Darren, this is really cool. Darren opened up a piano bar.
That's right.
In LA.
And it's called. Come by tonight. I will be there tonight.
Darren will be there tonight at the piano. What's it called?
It's called Tramp Stamp Grannies. We're taking back the Tramp Stamp.
Tramp Stamp Grannies.
We're taking it back.
Yes.
And it's a sing along piano bar, so please come join me. I'll be there tonight.
Speaking of bars, over at our bar, showing how you can do more with 7-Up, it's Steve. You can get the tasty recipe to 7-Up's Clubhouse Citrus Sangria over at bravotv.com/WWHL. And we have some questions from the audience. Samira from LA. Hi, Samira.
Hey, Andy, Milo, Ricky. Darren, you guys are so amazing. I love you guys so much. My question is for Ricky. You're known for living la vida loca. Where is the craziest place you've had sex?
Crazy.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Okay, for sure. You know. I'm not gonna be arrested. It was private. It was
regular. Right. It's okay.
Is that a crazy place?
Okay. He's a member of the Mile Club. He threw you a bone.
I like that.
Thank you. Okay. Next up. Hi.
Andy, you are my Oprah.
Thank you.
My question is for Milo.
Okay.
Since the slow cooker incident, are you brave enough to use one, and what would you make?
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, no, I've got a crock pot at home. I've got an all-clad slow cooker. I'm big on slow cooking. I'd probably make some kind of lentil dish, maybe some like good vegetables, or I might do something kind of like for the next morning, some kind of like oats or something fun.
Casserole?
Totally.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, thank you very much. He is not afraid of a slow cooker, people.
Not at all.
One might have thought maybe that you would have run from a slow cooker.
No.
Yes.
No, I would run toward a slow cooker.
You would.
I would run toward a slow cooker.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm Stephanie from Florida.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Ricky. I saw you in Evita on Broadway.
I did too.
Amazing experience.
Amazing. So, Patti LuPone was on Watch What Happens Live, and I was curious what you thought of her question, that Madonna can't act.
Oh,
what did you think
she
of
said
that?
Madonna is a movie killer.
Well, that's her opinion. What am I going to say?
Yeah,
I have nothing to say about this. What am I going to say? With me, you don't mess with Madonna. That's my thing.
Yes.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Ventilating over the duct tape scene.
I didn't hear that.
Oh. I totally missed that. Oh, I'm still hyperventilating over the duct tape scene.
Over the duct tape scene.
Like a good hyperventilator?
Well, no, I mean, a bad hyperventilating.
Excited. Well, yeah,
look
awesome.
You were shaking.
That was crazy.
That was
crazy. Do we agree?
Thank you very much.
That was insane.
Thank you.
I guess.
Ricky, did you and Madonna like have a thing at one point?
You asked me the same thing last time I came to the show. You're terrible.
What did you say?
What's the answer?
No, we didn't have any. Right. No, we worked together.
Hello.
A beautiful
friendship.
Yes. I love it that I asked you the same thing. I am so predictable. It's horrible.
I know. I mean, it's like,
sorry. Hi.
Hi, Andy. Hi, boys. I'm Marcy from the wonderful Buckeye State, Ohio. So I have a very important question for you, Milo. Okay. I'm going to look you in the eye.
All right. I'm going to see if I have a very important answer back.
Okay. Please tell me one spoiler secret from season 3 of This Is Us. My life kind of depends on it right now. I need it.
Your life depends on it?
Yes. I might faint. I don't know.
We'll be back sometime in September.
There you go.
It works.
Okay.
Thank you. A couple more questions. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Andy, Milo, Darren. I smell Emmy. And DJ James Kennedy. Hello. Ricky, my question's for you. Ryan Murphy has been raving about your portrayal of Antonio in the assassination of Gianni Versace. And he's talked about giving you your own show. Can you spill some tea about that?
I read somewhere that Ryan said in an interview that he would love to develop a show with you, something else.
And I'm very happy about that, of course.
Yes.
We haven't spoken about anything, but if he said it, I'm in and I'm ready. Whenever he's ready, I'm just going for it.
Right.
It's been amazing.
We're ready too.
Very thankful. Super thankful. Thank you, Ryan.
I have to say, I mean, Darren, you are such a joyous presence in all of our lives, but it is now odd looking at you because you are so creepy in the series.
Thank you. That is the highest compliment you can give me right now.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Courtney, and I was wondering if you could, all three of you, tell us what your Real Housewives taglines would be.
They want to know if you had a Real Housewives tagline, if you had a tagline at the beginning of the show,
it's a sausage fest, but you gotta give us a little
give us an example of yours.
Yeah,
what would be yours?
Hypothetically, I don't know what that means.
So a Housewives tagline is, life isn't all diamonds and rosé, but it should be. I don't keep up with the Joneses, I am the Joneses. Okay,
I got one.
Milo has one.
Maybe not for me, or maybe I borrow it from Jack Pearson. Safety first, second, and third.
Nice. All right. I think Ricky's would have something having to do with, like, she bangs or shaking
a bonbon.
You gotta
do something with Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So whenever you do the crazy housewives of Puerto Rico, then we talk about it. I'll answer that question when that happens. Last question.
Hi.
Oh, hi. My name is Mikael XBZ. And Andy, I wanna tell you that you're like my best friend. I don't go out a lot. I love Bravo. You're like.
Thank you. I feel like we're friends too.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Sometimes people say to me, I wanna be your friend. I'm like, you don't realize we are friends.
Aww. Thank you.
What's your question?
I love both shows. I watch both shows. Amazing job. Andy, you know how Ellen moved from New York to LA? Do you? Are you?
I will say, there are two things that I'm really vibing on about LA right now. A, I could do my show live at 8 o'clock and get out of here and go have dinner at a reasonable hour. Second of all, I can smoke pot anywhere I want. So it's amazing. So I'm thinking about it, but I am a New Yorker, and I don't know. So, but you're a good reason for me to move, so I can nurture our friendship.
Thank you.
I want to thank Milo, Darren, and Ricky. You guys can see Ricky in Vegas, see Milo on This Is Us, see Darren on Crime Story, and our bartender. Go to Delilah and check him out. All right. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.